Welcome to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
Do you know the kingdom of heaven is, whether it looks like it or not, advancing against the evil one, against the kingdom of the devil? The law and the prophets ended with John the Baptist. Therefore, Jesus was ministering to people as the grace of God. He forgave sins without animal sacrifice. That should be a very strong clue right there. He was not operating under the Old Testament law. He never required any of the feasts or the legalism of the law for people to be healed, delivered, restored, or whatever. He just said, "Believe in me, the Son of God." What is that? That's the grace of God, and that's the new covenant. The Bible actually says, the Word actually says, that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus was on earth rescuing captives from the old slave master. And guess what? He's never stopped. He's still here and he's still doing it through us who will allow him to work through us. Under the leadership of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven started advancing against evil. Matthew 11:12, this is a short review of the sermon, Two Kingdoms. And I just want to show you this, that the kingdom of heaven is advancing against evil. And you're a part of that. Matthew 11:12, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. Now, who's saying this? Jesus Christ. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. That means sometimes if you want to get healed, you got to press in and take it. It's kind of like the children of Israel. They had to press in and take that promised land. Sometimes you just got to take it. Not because God doesn't want you to have it, because the devil doesn't want you to have it. Amen. Verse 13, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John the Baptist. Then what happened? Jesus took over. The grace of God. The law and the prophets ended with John the Baptist, but Jesus was ministering to people as the grace of God. That's why he required faith in him, and that's all he required. Under the leadership of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of heaven started advancing against evil, against the evil one. And everywhere Jesus went, he's driving back demons and devils. He's driving out casting demons out of people, restoring them to wholeness, removing the curses of sickness and disease and failure and poverty for people, and even blessing people by helping them catch fish. Can you say amen? And feeding them Captain D's fish sandwiches and multiply them. Can you say thank you, Jesus, for Captain D's? Luke chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news, this is another statement of the same thing in Luke. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, this is the NIV, and it makes it even more clear. The good news of the kingdom of God, the new covenant. How many know we're under the new covenant? There's still people who say it's a sin to eat catfish. Why do you believe that? Because the Old Testament says not to eat catfish. Well, we under the new covenant. If you want to live under the old, you go right ahead, but the new covenant's more fun. Amen. And that's what he practiced. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom, I'm not saying he didn't keep the law himself, he did, but at the same time, he didn't operate under it and require people to use animal sacrifices. And if you believe he did, you're really sadly mistaken. You might want to read the Bible. It does help to read the Bible. There'd be a lot less false doctrine in America if pastors read the Bible. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom of God, the new covenant is being preached. Jesus said that. And everyone is forcing his way into it. There you have, if you're going to get the promised land, sometimes you got to press in and go against those giants, demons, whatever. The good news is that our work now is believing in Jesus Christ. That's my work. That's my assignment, is to believe in him and believe everything he said and act on it. Not only believe it, but be a doer of the word. Jesus demanded faith in himself for salvation, not animal sacrifice, not OT law. The law and the prophets were proclaimed and preached until John. Then Jesus began to preach the good news. Look what it says one more time, Luke 16:16. The law and the prophets were proclaimed until John. Since that time, the good news of the kingdom is being preached by Jesus Christ. That's exactly what he means. But our work is believing on the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus demanded faith in himself. Now, if you know I start something like this, I'm going to finish it all the way with the Word of God and prove everything I'm saying from the Word of God. That's what God has called me to do. I'm not a preacher that throws out one scripture and preach for an hour and never mention that scripture again. To me, that's almost a sin. You need to preach the Word of God. But on the other hand, each preacher's got to do what God calls him to do. Amen. Can you say amen? Yeah. Jesus demanded faith in himself for salvation. The law and the prophets were proclaimed or preached until John. Then Jesus began to preach the good news. It's by faith and faith alone. It's not by works. If you're born again, you have the faith of Christ in you, it will change your behavior. The Lord accepts us just like we are, but he will not leave us just like we are. As the kingdom of God advanced, demons were driven out, and you can just watch it as Jesus ministers throughout the Gospels. People accepted Christ by faith, and hurting people were restored to health. Even some raised from the dead. In John chapter 6, verse 28, then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said to them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. See, I told you. Our work is believing him enough to obey his word and be a doer of his word. You say, well, I believe the Word of God. Well, are you doing it? If you're not doing it, I would say you really don't believe it. Well, I believe in prayer. Are you praying? Our work is living by faith in Jesus every day. Jesus says, our work is the work of believing, not doing the law and not refusing to eat catfish. Catfish is not very good for you. That's why it was in the Old Testament law. How many know the Old Testament law, even though we're not directly under it, Jesus has fulfilled it, but at the same time, there's some good stuff there. Yeah. The Bible diet is still good. Amen. And while we're not under legalism, we under temperance. Can you say amen? Moderation. If you're going to eat catfish, maybe every now and then. Can you say amen? And then pray for God to heal you. Because of his miraculous birth, Jesus is the Son of God. He is 100% man and 100% God. All true Christians believe that. In any group or person that does not believe that, they are called a cult, a part of a cult. We must believe in him and his word. He is the Son of God. And he is fully human, or he could not have died in the place of humans. Jesus was sent to earth with a special mission. It says to seek and to save the lost. It actually says that. To seek and to save the lost. And by the way, he is the one still doing it by the power of the Holy Spirit. No man comes to the Father except the Spirit draw him. And Jesus is behind the Holy Spirit and with the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? So no one comes to Christ even today without the Lord through the Holy Spirit drawing them. Amen. We must believe in him and his word. Jesus was sent, listen, he was sent to earth with a special mission. To seek and to save the lost, to heal the sick and hurting. Well, how do you know that? Because that's what he did. How many think Jesus came and got confused and did not do what God sent him to do? He said, I speak what I hear and I do what I'm told to do. And a lot of preachers, all preachers today would be better off if they would do that. Speak what they hear and do what they're told to do. So Jesus was sent to earth on a special mission. He's still here, and he's still on that mission working through us. I'll never leave you, never forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the age. To seek and to save the lost, to heal the sick and hurting, to destroy the works of the devil, and restore people to wholeness. Like people have been hurt by losing a loved one. The Lord never promised us that we wouldn't have some hard licks. He just promised to heal us and heal the inner hurts and scars. You say, well, you don't know what I've been through, the abuse I've taken. I know someone can heal that, and his name is Jesus. Amen. Well, y'all doing better on amens, or at least right now you are, but I don't trust you. You may go to sleep again, but keep it up. If you can, Mark 1:10, chapter 1, verse 10. He, John, saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. You see, this is Jesus' water baptism. After the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus, he worked his first miracle by turning water to wine. You see, this is why Jesus gave us the same Holy Spirit so we would be able to do the works that he did. He said, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall do, she shall do. And you say, that's impossible. Yes, it's impossible in the flesh, but we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you shall receive power. If you didn't know that, you need to take this class on Thursday night. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You see, Jesus was operating as a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't get that. They say, well, he did all these things as the Son of God. No, he didn't. He did it as a man operating by the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, he walked on water because he was God. Well, then, guess what? Peter was God. Never thought of that? Peter walked on water too. He's walking as a man by faith, the same way Jesus was walking by faith. He was the Son of God. You can't question that for a second. If he wasn't God, he wasn't righteous. If he wasn't righteous, he couldn't die in my place. He was human. If he wasn't human, he couldn't die in my place. I don't have time to go into detail on all that, but that's basic stuff most Christians already know. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, have sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Get a load of that. Think of that. And people say, oh, no one understands what I'm going through. I've been hurt by all these different things and different people, racism and everything else. Let me tell you, you got to quit, get your mind and eyes off of what people have done to you, and get your eyes and mind on what Jesus Christ wants to do for you. I've had some hard licks myself. I grew up on the wrong side of the track, so to speak. You know, my family's involved in all kind of stuff. Uncle in prison, my dad tried for attempted murder, and I wasn't exactly the most popular kid around. Everybody expected me to be a criminal, and probably would have been. It hadn't been for me getting saved in a Baptist Vacation Bible School at 11 years old. And recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You see, Jesus worked his miracles to help people. He's still working his miracles to help people. Well, I don't believe in miracles. If you're saved, you can't mean that. Amen. Being born again is the greatest miracle of all. Amen. So if you've been born again, you believe in miracles, the devil just been trying to convince you that you don't. You see, Christ could do these miracles because he was sent by God and anointed by the Holy Spirit. He wasn't working on his own. He was a righteous human, and I'm just reading the Bible. This is what I've been reading to you. It's what it says. He was a righteous man operating under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He preached the gospel, healed the brokenhearted, those who are emotionally hurt and scarred. He set the captive free, those who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, illicit sex, and all kind of bondages. He broke the bondages. Just read the New Testament, read the Gospels, and you'll watch him go, go, go. He went for it. Can you say, amen. Praise the Lord. He opened blinded eyes. He healed those who were bruised and crushed by life. In other words, he was destroying the works of the devil. The word says that he came to destroy the works of the devil, and he destroyed the works of the devil in you, in us. To heal us and restore us, to take away the curses of sickness, disease, failure, poverty, and inferiority. How else do you think he defeats the devil? Healing and restoring what the devil has done. Also, he was turning people from Satan to God. You see, Peter confessed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." So God was using Jesus Christ and working by the Holy Spirit to turn people from secular humanism, ungodly things, to the kingdom of God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, Jesus had come to turn people from the kingdom of the devil to the kingdom of God. You are the Son of the living God. Peter knew it in his heart because of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit quickened his heart, and he knew this is the man. Amen. And you can have that same notion. Amen. Because he's real. Amen. He ain't dead. I'm sorry, he's not dead. I know good English, I just don't like it. It just doesn't sound right. John 4:46. Therefore, he came again to Cana of Galilee. Now, just watch him go now. He's driving back the kingdom of darkness. And you hadn't heard this message before, because God just gave it to me. Of course, it's got some of the same scriptures in it. How many don't want me using the Koran? Come on. I got to use the Bible. There's only so many scriptures. But the good thing about the Bible, it's alive, and you can use the same scripture sometimes 10 different ways for 10 different things. Amen. John 4:46. Therefore, he came to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. There was a royal official whose son was sick and dying. Now, look around you. Do you see people sick and dying? I want you to know that Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed one bit. But we have taught and preached that somehow he went back to heaven, retired, and now we're on our own. I don't know. That's sort of the way I used to preach, and a lot of people preach it, but that's not what this book is saying.
You've been listening to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast. Click subscribe so you don't miss Dr. Barry Culberson's weekly messages. For more information or to email a comment, head over to KnoxvilleChristianCTR.org. Coming up next week will be part 2 of Driving Out Darkness. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a message. The Knoxville Christian Center, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.